All right, good morning, good morning.
Shukran, everybody, for coming.
All right, so we are holding over here. Gimel Amud Aleph, four lines down. Ad Seif HaAshmura, until the end of the first watch. So what exactly is a watch? Like we said yesterday, a watch is, like Rashi's going to say on Amud Beis, right over here, that a watch is a time in the... A watch is a time where in Shemayim there is Malachim have different watches. Like you can imagine, like the changing of the guard at Buckingham Palace. There are Malachim who are specifically working and singing during this watch in Shemayim. And there's sets of Malachim that have different jobs to do. So there's a machlekes. There's going to be a machlekes on Amud Beis, on Gimel Amud Beis, whether or not the night is split up into three separate watches or four separate watches, four separate periods or three separate periods. Basically, a machlekes, NHL or NBA. Do we have three separate periods or four separate quarters? Is the night split up into four or three separate times that Malachim switched their guard? So the Gemara says that Rebbe Lezer in the Mishnah, who had stated that the end of the night, who says that the end of the time that you're allowed to read Kriya Shema until, we had asked in the Mishnah, when are you allowed to read Kriya Shema until? And Rebbe Lezer answered, until the end of the first Mishmar. Does that mean, now, so the question is, how many, very good, that's the end of the first Mishmar, how many times and how many nights is the night divided up until that we are allowed to say until the end of the first Mishmar? Do we mean until the end of the third hour, which would mean that the night is split up into four equal periods, or does it mean the end of the fourth hour, which would mean that the night is split up into three equal periods? That is the Gemara's question over here. So, let's get started. Ad Seif Ashmura HaRishayna. Questions to Gemara as follows. What does Rabbi Elazar hold? If he holds that the night is split up into three separate parts. So why is he getting complicated with us? Just say until the end of the fourth hour. Why does he have to say until the end of the third watch? Just say until the end of the first watch. Just say until the end of the fourth hour, which is when it is. And if Pshat is that you hold that the night is split up into four, that there's four equal parts, so then again, why is it getting complicated? He should have said rather until the third hour of the night. Until the third hour of the night, which is the same time. Lema ad shalosh shoyz laila. And the Gemara answers, "La'olam kasava shalosh mishmaros havei laila." Really, Rebbe Lezer holds that the night is split up into three separate watches. V'hakamashmalan, and this is what he's teaching us: "De'ika mishmaros berakia, v'ika mishmaros ba'ara." He's teaching us as follows. He's coming. Rebbe Lezer's coming. The reason why Rebbe Lezer opted to explain the Gemara in this fashion, to explain the Mishnah in this fashion, by telling us that the night is split up, that by telling us that the time for Kriya Shema is until the end of the first watch, and he didn't speak clearly, and he didn't just say until the end of the fourth hour, is because he wanted to teach us something special about this world, that there are Mishmaras in Shemayim are reflected and can be detected on this world as well. In other words, everything in Shemayim, this world is really a reflection of what is happening in the upper worlds, in the spiritual world. Like it says by the Beis HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash on this planet was destroyed only because Hashem decided to destroy the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. So Hashem destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in Shemayim. Now, down here, it became merely a building, and our world is a reflection of what is going on in the next world. And since the real Beis HaMikdash in the next world has been destroyed, in the upper worlds has been destroyed, so now it's only going to follow that the Beis HaMikdash down here would be destroyed. And similarly, when you have, let's say, you know, a nation defeated in war, that's only because their Malach in Shemayim had been defeated in war and no longer exists. Once the Malach no longer exists in Shemayim, so then naturally it will manifest itself on this physical world by having that nation destroyed. So says Rabbi Elazar that the same way in Shemayim there is a physical reality of Mishmeres, watch serving Hashem, that change, when they change the garden Shemayim, can be physically detected on this world by the following natural phenomena that happen. And since he wanted to tell us that these things can be detected on this world, he opted in our Mishnah to tell us that at the end of the first Mishmar. So whenever you see the end of the first Mishmar, that's when you know it's the end of the fourth hour. He could have said the end of the fourth hour, but he wanted to tell us that it's possible to detect the changing of the guard in Shemayim. And since he wanted to tell us that, he told us at the end of the first Mishmar, so that we would know that that thing is detectable. Now, how is it detectable? As it states in the following Braisa. As it says, D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, as it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Eliezer says, Shalosh Mishmaros Havi Halayla. The night is split up into three separate watches. Va'al kol Mishmar Mishmar. And on each watch in Shemayim, Yoyishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem sits there, V'shoye Ka'ari, and roars like a lion. Shenemar, as it states, and we're proving that there are three separate watches, and that Hashem roars. Hashem mimarom yishag. Hashem roars from His place on high. Umimoin kacha, and from His holy place, yitain koilei. He gives forth His voice. Shoig yishag al naveu. He roars. So Rashi explains that it says shoig three times. So we see from there that there's three mishmares. V'simin ledavar, and a way to recognize that this is happening. Oh, the natural phenomena to know what. It's a natural phenomena to know and recognize which mishmar you are holding in is as follows. The simin ledavar, mishmar rishayna, on the first mishmar, chamar noyer, a donkey brays. Shnia, the second mishmar, at the end of the second mishmar, is kelavim tzoek, it was dog's bark. So if you have your neighbor's dog barking, you can't, you know, scream at it. It's just a natural phenomena that happens when Hashem roars. And shlish is at the third time, is tinek yonik mishadei imai, is a baby nurses, and ve'isha misaperes imbaila, and a woman speaks with her husband. So those are the three different mishmaros that happen during the night. And the Gemara first clarifies, what does it mean that there's three different mishmaros? What does that mean? That we have a reflection on the physical world with regards to, that we have a reflection on the physical world. What does this mean? My kachashiv, at which point exactly is reflected during these physical phenomena? Rabbi Eliezer, what is Rabbi Eliezer counting when he says that there is a physical reflection in this world? Itchilas mishmaros kachashiv, if you're counting the beginning of those mishmaros. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer said that there's a natural phenomena that occurs when Hashem roars, and that's a sign to tell us at what point it's happening, because there's no other way to indicate that this is happening. What does it mean there's no other way to indicate that this is happening? So if this, again, the night is only split up into three separate parts. So that would mean there are only really two parts of unclarity, because the time that the first switches into the second and the time that the second switches into the third. Because at the end of the third, that's the end of the night. And at the beginning of the first, that's the beginning of the night. So that's really the Gemara's question here. What is Rabbi Eliezer counting? Itchilus mishmaros kachashiv. If he's counting the beginning of the three watches, that's when these natural phenomena happen. The donkey brays at the beginning of the first. The dogs bark at the beginning of the second. That can't be. Itchilus mishmaros rishayna simana lameli. Because the beginning of the first watch, why do you need a simon? Or tohu? It is the beginning of the night. And isayf mishmaros kachashiv. And if it's at the end of the mishmaros that you're counting, so isayf mishmar achrayin lamali simana. Why do you need a simon at the end of the third watch? You don't need a simon for that because yamamahu, it is daybreak. So the Gemara answers, Ella rather chashiv soif mishmar rishena. Rabbi Lazar, in his natural phenomena, is explaining that the things that are indicated on this world are the end of the first watch. The night is split up into three separate periods. The first period goes from the first hour, from the beginning of the first hour to the end of the fourth hour, 0 to 4. So the end of the fourth hour, is that's when the donkeys bray. But Tchilas Mishmer Achrayna, and his third simon of when a woman, is when people wake up, and they schmooze with their husbands. The reason why people are schmoozing with their husbands, by the way, Rashi says it means that it's people, you know, they sleep, they at the end of the night, that's when people naturally wake up. And it's not like nowadays when we sleep into the morning. That's because we stayed up so late at night. Back then, it was normal to go to sleep at nightfall. There was just nothing to do at nightfall. You didn't have any electricity or whatever. So they used to go to sleep at nightfall, and therefore, naturally, they used to wake up at daybreak. So when people naturally woke up, that was the, and according to this Gemara, it means the beginning of the fourth watch. So people used to wake up early in the middle of the night, in other words, at the beginning of the eighth hour of the night, which would mean that they're sleeping along, you know, along the lines of what we would sleep nowadays. So at the beginning of the eighth hour, that's when people would wake up, and that is the sign, and that's when the kids would wake up also and want to nurse, and that's when the, you know, people who sleep together schmooze. It's not like, Rashi just says that it means that you're waking up, so naturally you're schmoozing together. So, Elachashiv, and the Tchilas Mishmarachon, the beginning of the second watch, and the Emtsoiz, the Emtsoisa, and it's the middle of the middle watch. So, meaning, at 4 hours, that's when donkeys bray. The middle of the middle watch is exactly Chatzos, that's when dogs bark. And the end of the fourth hour, by the eighth hour, that is when people start to wake up, and that's the beginning of the third watch. So actually, yes, that's a. There are special things that happen by night. It's a. If a person, there's a lot of different. It's not for now, but there's a lot of different things. A lot of Kabbalah that happens by night. A lot of special times by night. If a person ever wakes up in the middle of the night, and either he had a bad dream or he just naturally wakes up and he's totally awake, he should say before he goes back to sleep, say a kapitel Tehillim. It's a very good. It's a very good idea to get connected and there are a lot of holy times during the night. And yes, maybe his subconscious is sensing these things. So the ibayis ema, alternatively, kulhu soif mishmaris kachashev. We're counting the end of the mishmaris. The chitema achroina loitzar. In other words, we are counting the end of the fourth, the end of the eighth, and the end of the night. So this that you asked at the end of the night, you don't need a sign. Just go ahead and look when it's daybreak. For the last sign, you just look outside and it is already daybreak. Lamai nafgamina. Why is there nafgamina? Why do we need a time to display that there's a natural phenomena that it's now morning? The Gemara answers, Lemikri Kriya Shema, it is nogeya, for somebody to know when to recite Kriya Shema in the morning, Leman, for whom, Degani Bebeis Ophel, who is sleeping, Degani is the sleeping, Bebeis Ophel, in a dark house, Velo Yada Zman Kriya Shema, therefore he doesn't know, he's sleeping in a dark room, he doesn't know when it's morning. He's not going to go outside every 10 seconds to check if it's morning. So when he sees that people naturally wake up, Leman, this is Velo Yada Zman Kriya Shema, he's not going to know when at what point it's proper to read Kriya Shema. Amos, when it is, Kevan, the Isham, is Saperis. And by the way, once a woman schmoozes with her husband, by the way, it says woman schmoozing with her husband. That means that the husband is just sitting there. He's not schmoozing with his wife, but he's sitting there staring at the ceiling, and suddenly his wife starts to schmooze with him. Kevin the Isha Misaperis and Baila, or Vatinik Yonik Mishada Imur, or a lady or a kid is nursing from his mother, Lakum, he knows that it must be morning already. Lakum, he should get up, Velikri and Rikriya Shema. So there's a machlekas whether or not dogs bray at midnight or at the end of the eighth hour, and there's a machlekas if people get up naturally at the eighth hour or they get up naturally in the morning. The night is three nights, three mishmaris, three watches long. I'll call mishmar mishmar on each and every watch. Yosef Hakadosh Baruch Hu v'shoyk Ari Hashem roars like a lion. The Omer, and he says, "Oy lebanim, woe to the father, l'sheba avanai semech raftias beisi, that in their sins I destroyed my house, v'saraftias heichali, and I burnt my palace, my place, my heichal, my place of dwelling. V'heglisam leben umas ha'olam, and I sent them to galus." Tanya, we have a brisa. Amar Rav Yosi, Pam Achas Hayisi Mahalach Baderech. One time, Hayisi, I was Mahalach Baderech, going on the road. V'nichnasti lechorban, I went into an abandoned house. Achas Mechorban lechorba Achas, I went into one abandoned house. Mechorvas Yerushalayim, one of the abandoned houses in Yerushalayim. Lehispalo to daven. I didn't want to daven on the road. Bo Eliyahu Zochel Hev. Eliyahu Navi came to me. V'shamar li ala Pesach, and he waited for me at the entrance to the abandoned house. He did not accompany me into the abandoned house. Ad shesiyamti tefilasi, he waited for me until I finished my tefila. La'acha shesiyamti, after I finished tefilasi, my tefila, Amar li, he said to me, Shalom alecha, Rabbi, Shalom aleichem. V'amar tila, I responded to him, I said to him, Shalom alecha, Rabbi Umayra. I responded to him, Shalom aleichem, Rabbi, back. V'amarli, and he said, Bani, my son, mipnei ma nechneses l'chor bazu, why did you go into this abandoned house? Amarti loli hispalel, I said, because I wanted to daven. V'amarli, he said to me, ha'yilachali hispalel b'derech, he should have davened on the road. V'amarti loli, I said back to him, Misyari, you see, I was scared, shama yafsiku bi'ayverdrachem, perhaps a passerby would disturb me. You know, you're standing on the side of the road, I might get hit by an 18-wheeler. It's dangerous to go on the side of the road, and people might disturb me. You have a covered wagon going by at high speeds. V'amarti, and he said to me, ha'yilachali hispalel tefila kitzari, you should have davened a short tefila. This is a question in the Rishonim if this refers to Havinenu. You know, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch even, that if a person is in a tight spot and he cannot have a time to daven the full tefillah, then there's a shortened tefillah to say called Havinenu. And that's possible what it means over here, that he should have davened the short tefillah rather than go into endanger himself, as we'll see in three different ways, endanger himself by walking into an abandoned house. He shouldn't have done that. Rather, you should have davened on the road. Ah, you say that on the road you might have been disturbed, so you should have hurried up, daven a short tefillah. But at that point, I learned mimenu from him three things. Lamadati, I learned she'ein nichnas in lechorba, you don't walk into an abandoned house. Lamadati shemispalel in bederech, and I learned that you daven on the road. Lamadati shemispalel in bederech, that he who davens on the road mispalel tefila katzar, should daven a short tefila. The amarli, and he told me, bani, my son, makol shemata bechorba. So what did you hear in this chorba? The amarti, I told him shemati baskol. I heard a baskol. By the way, a baskol doesn't mean a loud booming voice like Noah. It means a basque, like a lower voice, like a daughter of a voice, not even a real voice, like a whisper. I heard a basque shemana hemis that was wailing kayoina, like a bird, like a pigeon or a dove. And it says, "Oy labanim, woe to the children shaba avanay seyam, that in their sins echarafti is basically I had to destroy my house. The sarafti is echali." This same baskel that we heard before, v'sarafti es heichali, and I had to burn my heichal, my place of dwelling, the higlisam, and I had to send them into galus, lebein ha'umas, amongst the umas. V'omar li'an Eliyahu Navi, tell me chayecha, I swear by your life, v'chayei reishcha, it's an expression, lo'ishal zubel v'aray meriskach, not only during this time, ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim shalish pa'amah meriskach, every single day, three times a day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wails like this, v'lo'y zubel v'at at night, v'lo'y zubel v'at, not only that, ela b'shashi Yisrael nechnasim l'batei k'nisiyos l'batei midrashas, at a time when Klal Yisrael goes into shuls and batei midrashim, yeshivas, v'oinin, and they answer, yehei shmei agadol mevarech, yehei shmei rabba. So Tosfos discusses if it's the Heishmei Rabba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mina anei arosh Hashem shakes his head va'omeres Ashrei Hamelach shemekalsin asoy bebeisagach. Happy Ashrei, happy Hamelach is the king shemekalsin, that they praise him. Oy soy, they praise him bebeisa in his house. Kach so. But ma'aloy la'avor, they change it to oy. Woe to the father shehigla esbanav, that had to send his children into galus. Va'oy lahem lebanim, and woe to the children shegalu me'al shulchan avim, that had to go into galus from their father's table. And Hashem is moaning this. And it's like, you know, a person has a child and he is all excited. He buys him a cement truck because he buys him a cement truck, you know, as a present, you know, a toy truck. He buys him and he's all excited to give it to him, and he comes home and the kid is jumping on the couch. And how many times have I told you not to jump on the couch? Go to your room. And now the father is sad. He's like, listen, I feel terrible. I came home all excited to give you a present. And now I have to send you away. I have to send you to your room. Woe to the father. I was so excited to spend a happy time with my kid, and I have to scream at him. And woe to the son who had to be sent away. I had great plans for this relationship, but no, you had to ruin it. And that's basically what Hashem is saying. Oy lugalus, that's the way Hashem feels with us. Hashem is our father in no less a way that we are a father to our children. In fact, in much more of a way. So that's what Hashem was moaning about. Hashem was saying, "Oh to the father, woe to the father, this had to happen to him." And that is the feeling that Rabbi Shalom has for us.